And it's the HR Power Hour, and today we're going to be talking with our second guest, Dante Vespignani. How are you today, Dante?
Super, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Dante is a certified business coach with the Entrepreneur's Source. So what is the Entrepreneur's Source there, Dante?
Well, the Entrepreneur's Source is a professional coaching firm where we work with C-level executives and those folks that are going through downsizing in their companies or are looking for something a little bit different in their career. And we help them explore different options out there vis-a-vis getting into business for yourself or actually just trying to find another job. We try to identify what their goals, their skill sets are, and transferable skills, and see what path we can lead them down. Basically, in a nutshell, that's what we do.
So when you're looking at an individual to determine if they have the skills, maybe the activity level to go into the business themselves, what are some of the things that you do to analyze a client?
We do a number of things. I like to, are you familiar with DISC?
I am familiar with DISC, of course.
I'm a certified DISC examiner, and what I do is I try to give them a DISC report. And we go ahead and I go over the DISC report with my clients, and we talk about their strengths, weaknesses, and I ask them probably about 100 questions about their career, about their goals. And then I go into a lot of personal information. What do they love to do to relax? What would be their dream job? What would they like to do for the rest of their careers? And most importantly, what is their exit strategy? A lot of folks aren't thinking about exit strategy. And then I try to take all those different data points and drill down through the 300 or 400 companies I work with and find two or three that might be applicable to their skill sets and their transferable skills. If they're great talking to people, if they got great sales skills, that would be very transferable into entrepreneurship in a selling kind of role. If they're more a C or an S on a DISC scale, which means they like data, they like information, the more computer literate folks, those are the guys I try to show models where there's a lot of data or brick and mortar kind of thing. So there's a lot of information I get handed. We go through together to find the right opportunity. And then I have some training courses online. A course called AIM, which I buy for them, and basically it's a business 101. They take the course, and at the end of the course, they pretty much have a great idea whether they want to go into business for themselves or get a job.
Well, it's interesting because there is a big difference between the two, and I certainly get asked all the time, why would you own a business? Why would you, what are some of the things that are key in terms of doing that? And I say all the time, one of the main things that you have to remember when you are running a business is that you are sales first. I mean, that's the reality. I mean, you have to sell yourself. You have to then sell your business and what you do. And that takes a special type of person. And if you're going to be running it yourself, if you're going to have the risk tolerance for doing it yourself, these are all things that you have to analyze, correct?
Absolutely. And a lot of times in chatting with clients, we actually come to the realization most of the time that, entrepreneurship, business ownership is not for them, and that we need to just focus them on getting a job. And that's when I hand them off to, folks like you. I mean, who can do that? That's your skill set. My skill set is to try to find the right opportunity for them if I can't, and very often I can't. I mean, we move on to the next phase of their career. At least we have that informed, intelligent decision going forward.
No, and I think it's an important question, right? Do they have the propensity to be able to do that type of thing, and can they handle it for their personal life? If they're married, children, how does it affect the home life? How about income during that time frame? How about insurance? How about liability? How about all those things that I know you take them through in terms of thinking it out and making a rational, informed decision?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I have to have buy-in from the spouse because it's very important to get their buy-in on taking some money out of the bank and buying or investing in a business. I mean, we try to make that process as seamless as possible and as painless as possible You know, I try to find financing for the clients that allows them to pay their bills for at least 6 months to a year so the business can ramp up. They're not worried about making the rent payment or, you know, paying the electric bill. You know, there's a lot involved there. And you're right. It has to be a total buy-in that they want to do this.
You talked about training. What are some of the trainings other than you talked about that one particular course that you take? What are some of the other trainings that your organization provides or that you put individuals through to have them understand either for their entrepreneur moment or what are some things that help them through the process once they get started?
And that's where I come in. The big difference between a coach and a consultant. A consultant will come in and tell you, you know, A, B, C, and D you need to do. A coach is more, okay, let's find the answers together. And part of that questioning process, David, is, you know, we talk to them about a number of different items, and we find the solutions to those problems together. There's a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of me holding their hand and actually, you know, interviewing those potential companies that they may want to get into business with. There's a lot of telephone calls where we will call existing business owners in that franchise and gather information about their existing business, you know, like do they like what they're doing? Are they making any money? How fast did it take them to ramp up? And more importantly, would they do it all over again, or what would they do differently? So that hand-holding in that process, the hand-holding in the legal process of looking at the franchise agreement, you know, as their coach, they look to me to lead, guide, and direct them down that path. And that's what my role is, and that's some of the training that's involved, is utilizing that 30 years of experience in the franchising entrepreneurship realm in helping those clients.
Well, you brought up a good point, and so this is the next question, which focuses a little bit between the two things you just spoke about, one being operating and starting a business, either buying a business or starting one from scratch, whether it be in the consulting world, whether it be a brick and mortar, whether it be in some industry, or buying into or looking at franchising, another very good option for a lot of people, taking a name that's well-known and building upon it. But there are, of course, parts of this. So how do you take a person through trying to decide between those two types of options?
Well, there again, what I try to do is, you know, what are they looking for? Okay, so they're in a career transition. They've decided that they want to kick that tire and look at business ownership. So, okay, I try to give them, we actually go through 30 different areas of interest. Pick five out of the 30 areas that you think are appealing to you. Then I take those areas and match companies to those areas. We then think about, you know, is this the thing that's actually going to fire your jets up for the rest of your life? Did that answer your question there, David?
Yeah, no, I mean, it does.
I'm sorry.
You know, the second part was really looking at franchising because there is sometimes a big financial commitment, right, in terms of franchising and how that really fits into somebody's life.
Yeah, and actually, that's a very good point to make. Let's say they're looking at business ownership for themselves. Okay, I've got this idea to make this widget. Now, what I try to do is, okay, what's that widget you want to make? And I look in the database of franchises. And if there's a franchise that already makes that widget, why reinvent the wheel? Because it takes you 1 to 2 years to get ramped up if you do it yourself. Whereas in a franchise operation, you know, your success ratio is much greater. I think the Department of Labor put out some numbers a while ago that if you look at opening your own shop, 10 years down the road, there's an 80% chance you're not going to be there. Whereas if you open a widget franchise, there's an 80% chance you will still be in business during that time period. Now, on the financing piece, there's so many different ways now to finance that business model. I mean, there's a 401k rollover, they call it, which is now allowed by the federal government, where there's certain institutions will take your 401k money, and for a fee, you start a company, that company then takes control of your 401k, and you can use your own money instead of going to the bank. Or you can go to the bank. There's traditional SBA. I think there's like four or five different SBA loans out there. And it's all according to how much money you want to borrow, too. I mean, there's a lot of businesses that you don't need, you know, $300,000 to get into business. There's a number of franchises that are very lucrative that you can get into for under $100,000. So from a financing point of view, that's very doable.
Do you see that, and I think this is an important part of this, do you see that the banks, maybe credit unions, whatever you're going to, are you seeing them being a little more flexible when it comes to franchises versus starting their own, especially if they see the potential value, or does it really matter as long as the individual is qualified for either?
Banks in Maine are stingy. Traditionally, they're very conservative. Stingy is a bad word. I apologize to all you bankers out there. They're very conservative in the way they lend money, which is good. You know, Maine banks survived that great downfall we had in the last couple of years. The money is available. They're more apt to give you money if it's a well-established franchise. There's a track record. They know they have a generic business plan they can put together for you. They are analyzing your market to make sure that this concept will work in the 04062 zip code or whatever zip code you're in. If it doesn't work, they're not going to let you open that franchise. However, if you have your own widget business you want to do, and you go to the bank and say, hey, this is a great idea, I mean, they'll go, yeah, okay, but we want 50% down. And typically the folks that want to open a business don't have 50% down to put on it. So it makes the franchise look a little bit more lucrative to the banks, a more doable deal.
Sure, and we're talking with Dante Vespignani. He's a certified business coach with the Entrepreneur Source. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB, and we will be right back.
Running a company can feel like you're surrounded. A key person quits. A big project presents itself. You need good people fast. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Our contract staffing service will fill a position or find the right talent for a short-term project. Hundreds of companies choose us because we deliver people that fit. Career Management Associates, your contract staffing solution. Go to cmacareer.com.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
You might hear some advice from your friends on choosing a health plan.
Darling, you must choose the gold healthcare plan.
Not the silver plan. Too much trouble. Do they have a stainless steel plan?
I like bronze, like my tan.
Are sunburns covered? Instead, take advice from a licensed agent from Northern Insurance Group.
Meet face-to-face with a local healthcare exchange professional. Call Northern Insurance Group today. We have the resources to make sure you make the right choice.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. Today we're talking with Dante Vespignani. You know, Dante, I've got to work on that name. You know, I'm an Italian. You would think I could say it easier. Really, you would think I could.
I think you nailed it pretty good that time.
He's a certified business coach with the Entrepreneur Source. You know, we were talking about, before we went to break, about banks and about how, you know, financing is out there. There are other options here in Maine. We're talking about FAME, the Finance Authority of Maine. We're talking about the SBA, and they have some special financing going on when it comes to businesses. What's your take on that? How do people who are looking at making these types of decisions fare in those areas?
I think it's a very valuable resource here in Maine. You know, there's another organization. I mean, let's talk about SCORE first. The SCORE is a great, great organization that folks that are wanting to go into business should utilize. There are retired executives that will work with you free of charge. They'll help you with your marketing plan, your business plan, see if your idea is correct, and they can lead, guide, and direct you to the resources that they know of that would be lending money or possibly lend money for you to open your business. FAME, as you mentioned, great organization. There's a little-known organization that nobody really takes advantage of. It's called AVCOG, and it's Andrew Scoggin Valley Council of Governments, a little bit north of us in the Lewiston-Auburn area. They'll actually do a lot of work in helping you put together a business plan also and lead you to lenders in their areas that would be willing to talk to you. There's a lot of angel financing out there. You just got to dig down deep and research it and chat. I know SCORE, the folks at SCORE, will have the information that you need to talk to, who the people you need to talk to in those angel financing institutions.
Now, you work with SCORE as well. I know in terms of your, you talk about franchising a lot with them, correct?
Correct, yes.
So what are you seeing as some of the key questions you get asked? What are some of the things that you could share on the air today of some of the key questions that come across your desk that you can help answer and maybe provide some really good, useful information for the audience today in terms of that?
I guess the major question I'm asked all the time is what's the hottest one out there? And that really depends upon, again, your skill sets and what's available here in the state. There's a lot of franchises here in the state already, but there's new ones coming around all the time. And they ask me, why a franchise? And that's the second biggest question, why a franchise? And I just say, well, you know, I've been in the franchising world both as an operator and a franchisee, and in doing your own thing, you got to reinvent the wheel. You got to reinvent your marketing plan, your marketing materials. Who's your ideal customer? Who's your ideal customer base? And a lot of times folks tell me, well, everybody's my customer. That's not correct. We have specific customer demographics that we need to focus on, and a franchise helps you identify those ideal customers that you need to work with. So there's a lot of value that they've done all the homework, they've done all the footwork, they've done all the legal work, and you're buying that system, and you're able to hit the ground running, throwing cash to the bottom line a lot faster with a franchise than you would on doing it yourself. Now, granted, there's a lot of entrepreneurs here in Maine that do a lot of things on their own, and gosh darn it, they're doing a great job. But for those folks that are a little bit unsure, I think they need to investigate the franchise angle and see if that's something that's for them.
Now, when somebody's looking at a franchise and they're working with you, is there a cost involved? Is there something where, you know, they have to pay a fee for this information? I know certainly SCORE is free. I'm just trying to get a feel for if the entrepreneur sources as well, or how exactly does the financing work?
Everything I do with my clients is free. My job is to find them the right model, and I do not charge them anything for my services. I don't charge them for the AIM course I provide to them. I don't charge them for the phone calls or, you know, any of the time. I only ask that they answer the phone. When we set appointments, they answer the phone. The only cost to be involved is when they buy the franchise. I mean, of course, I get paid, but I get paid on the back end if and only if they buy a franchise. That company would pay my fee. So the only thing out of their pocket is time to me.
Well, and that's critical for people to know that this is really a free resource to look in to if this could work for you. I mean, that I think is important for people to understand, and maybe take the time, because it really is an investment of your time, an individual, not you, yes, but others' time, to look into these type of things and see if it's right for them.
Oh, absolutely. And like I say, David, it's not for everybody. It really isn't. So if we identify that business ownership is not for you, then we can then lead, guide, and direct them to the HR professionals in the area that can get them that career that they want. But we already know then where they want to be and their final exit strategy. So it makes you a lot. It makes it a lot easier for you to find them the right job.
No, there's no question about that. And you know, when somebody's more focused, when they have answers to questions, it makes them more focused in their job search. When you're talking to C-level professionals, and we'll talk about senior-level professionals for just a second, do you find that they are fearful of committing the type of money or commitment that it takes to go into these organizations? Or do you find that they really have a tolerance for it? Or how do you really work with them to determine their tolerance?
Typically, your C-level exec is very high D on the DISC scale. So they're more inclined to say, find me something now, let's do it yesterday. Their tolerance for investing, they already know in their mind what they want to invest in a business if they decide that they want to get into a business. And most of them are realizing now that they're coming off of jobs, they're being downsized, they're doing about $200,000-$300,000 a year in salary and bonus, and if they're over 55 years old, the opportunities for them are not as great in that segment. So they're looking at business ownership. They're looking at, you know, kicking that tire down the road to see if there's something out there besides getting that job, because they know those jobs are not as plentiful as they used to be. So they're ready to make a decision a lot faster than most folks.
And when you're trying to, you know, finalize the deal, do you recommend that they seek counsel for this? How do you, how do they go about their trusted advisors and bring them into the organization? Do you help them with that?
Yes, I do. There's legal counsel here in Maine that we've developed relationships with. There's several accounting firms we've developed relationships with. So, you know, once we get that franchise agreement in their hand, we take it to counsel and we talk about what is changeable, what isn't changeable. Most franchise documents are boilerplate. Protects and shows you their rights and remedies to make sure their trademark is maintained and that you're doing what you need to do to build a business. Likewise, there's parts of that document that protect the franchisee also. Franchising's changed from what it used to be years ago, and it's changed for the better.
No, I think that's great. And you provide a great resource for individuals out there that really want to learn about whether or not being an entrepreneur, buying a franchise, is really for them. And the fact that you're coming on today and talking about the fact that most of this information is free and provided to them, I find this to be a great resource, not only for individuals who are working, but for people who are really thinking about what is my next career move. I might be unemployed, but I might have just been unemployed, have a severance package or have something, and really starting to think about other ways to make this happen. And so, I think that this information is critical. What are a couple takeaways that you can share in the last couple minutes here of what you see people should be thinking about when they're getting ready to pick up the phone and call you?
Just keep an open mind. I'm not a miracle worker, that's for sure, but I can give you options. And it's all about options. It's all about really what do you want to do in the second half of your career that just you can't wait to get out of bed in the morning to do. And that's, I think, everybody should take away in looking at a second career option, is that what do I want to do that's just going to fire me up so much that I can't wait to get out and do it? And that's really key. I mean, whether you're looking for a job or you're looking to get into a business of your own and entrepreneurship, you got to have that fire. You got to have that passion. You got to want to do it. Not that you have to do it, but you got to want to do it. That's the only way you're going to be successful.
Well said, Dante. Well said. I want to thank you very much for being on the show today again. Dante Vespignani is a certified business coach with the Entrepreneur Source, also works with SCORE in terms of franchising opportunities. I think you provided some great information. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Cell phone would be the best way. Area code 412-916-9919. It's a Pittsburgh area code, but I'll call you right back. So,
excellent. Excellent. I want to thank you very much for being on the show. Certainly after the show today, you can read all about Dante and certainly connect with him directly. There's going to be a page set up on the HR Power Hour, as there is on every single show. You can go there. You can listen to it again to make sure that you get the information directly. You can click on a direct link to Dante himself. Thank you again for being on the show today, Dante.
Thank you very much.